Hey, it's Phil Henry. Welcome to today's BSP Classic Hour. And this is from July of 2002. This was when the show was, it was getting more challenging because just, not quite a year before, on September the 11th, 2001, we'd had a major, major news event. And I remember thinking, is there ever going to be comedy again? I mean, it was that serious in the weeks following. Well, we started to develop it and we got back into the groove. Here's Vernon Dozier. I guess this is Vernon Dozier before he was a football coach. He was an author who came on the show advocating for interfamily romance between fathers and grown daughters. I think we were inspired by the whole Britney Spears career phenomenon that was happening right then. He's also trying to get back at his wife. His book is called Life with Dad, with chapters like My Pretty Pony, PJs, Dance Like Britney, Show and Tell, and Let's Get Away from Mom. Let's listen now to Vernon Dozier from July of 2002. Author Vernon Dozier here on the world famous Phil Henry Show, our BSP Classic Hour.
And now here's Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
We're going to have somebody on this hour that may make some of you uncomfortable, and I want to be very clear about this. I'm not telling you to turn the radio off. I'm just giving you the option here in the next few minutes to perhaps turn the radio. The reason why we have this man on our show today is we have to give him equal time. Yesterday, as you know, we had on the Family Values Coalition. They were talking to us about, the recent spate of things that have been happening to families in this country. We had a complaint from this group, Alternative Interfamily Relationships, and Mr. Vernon Dozier is going to join us with this group, Alternative Family Interrelationships. And if I want to start out, Mr. Dozier, first of all, by asking you, isn't it true that what your organization basically believes in incest, isn't that right?
What I want to do is back up a little bit, because we don't believe in calling it incest. And I would appreciate that you...
Whatever you call it, isn't that what it is?
I want to ask you to afford me the same courtesy you gave the Family Values Coalition representatives yesterday, Mr. Henry, and allow me to speak to give a proper answer to your question.
All right, go ahead, but you don't want to call it that.
We would appreciate that you not use that term. We believe in calling them what they are, alternative interfamily romance. You had individuals on your program yesterday calling the alternative family relationship sick. And we are seeing more and more of this, given the divorce rate in this country and other things that I want to point out.
Well, what was the comment that you made to the press earlier today which caused all the friction?
I'm not aware that it caused a lot of friction.
Well, I can tell you that a newsroom across the country and all of our affiliates were carrying it, and so it must have caused some kind of a reaction.
Well, what I said, I was reacting to Angelina Jolie and her split up with Mr. Thornton. And I said, if Angelina Jolie split up with Mr. Thornton to move back in with her brother, I didn't think it was a bad thing. Whatever solace that she took in that relationship, what they had together, obviously was a better thing than...
You're telling me that Angelina Jolie broke up with Billy Bob Thornton to move back in with her brother for sexual purposes.
Well, there you go again. You want to call it sex. We call it a romantic, intimate relationship that can involve sex, yes. But I'm saying, if she, who are you to say, or who are any of your listeners to say, she can't move in with her brother if that's what she feels is proper for herself, and if that's what her brother feels is proper, and if they had something that was special to them.
Well, I'm giving you a forum, sir, to promote what I call incest and what you call alternative interfamily relationship, and...
Again, I'd appreciate if you not use the word incest.
Do you believe that family members should have sex with each other?
Incest is a highly charged word.
No. The question is very simple. Do you practice this? Do you believe that that family members should have sex with each other?
I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm telling you what I do. I'm telling you that...
Do you practice this, sir?
Yes, I do.
With who?
With Celia. And
well, she's your daughter, right?
She is my middle daughter, and we're very happy, and I don't like the word incest. All right.
Well, that's what it is. How old is she?
I do not want you to use that word. Again, what I have with my daughter Celia is very special. And
well, how old is she?
She's 22 years of age, all right? And I'm not going to be interrogated. Sir, we can conclude the interview right now.
All right, so you don't want me to use the word incest.
Again, you're using it.
You don't want me to use that word, so what is it? Interfamily?
Interfamily, alternative romantic, romance. Celia's 22, she's of age, so I guess that, so because she's of age, that bothers you, doesn't it? does it, Mr. Hendry?
No, it bothers me that a father and a daughter are involved this way, yeah.
But it bothers you even more because she's not underage, and so you can't get me for being a child molester, isn't that right? Isn't that right, Mr. Hendry?
No, what bothers me, sir, is the whole idea of you promoting the idea of incest between family members.
Well, number one, we don't promote it among all family members. We promote it between brother and sister, but not between, and between father and daughter, but not between mother and son.
Why not mother and son?
Because that is obviously, that is an absolutely, I can tell you the personal reasons for that, but that is an unbelievably degraded situation.
So you don't believe you believe in this interfamily romantic thing between father, daughter, brother and sister, but not mother and son.
And I can get into my reasons a little bit later on if you don't mind, okay?
Well, how did we get into this? How did you get into this? How is it that we are now talking about having sex with daughters?
I'm not talking about having sex. I'm talking about having a meaningful relationship. The same relationship that Woody Allen is having with his daughter, Angelina Jolie is having with her brother. What about that Woody Allen and Sun Yi? That's a father and a daughter, and I don't see a bust in his castanets, okay?
That's his stepdaughter.
And they had a kid. Look, at the divorce rate in this country, the pain and suffering that people go through in bad relationships, the abusive relationships, and who knows you better than your own father. It is unconditional love, something that every woman strives for.
So you stand there and you say to my audience that you have relations with your own daughter, and you're proud of that.
Understand, Mr. Hendry, we don't believe that all interfamily relationship is right, as I mentioned. What Ms. Jolie has found with her brother is a great and good and lasting thing. And what I and Mr. Allen have with our daughters, but we don't advocate or condone mother-son relationship. My wife took off with my son, if you want to know the answer to the question. And they're living somewhere in Florida. It creates lies and deceit and betrayal. And for 3 years, my wife and my son carried on behind my back, and they were liars, and they were betraying me.
All right, I want to give our phone number out, and we'll pursue this a little bit more. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. And I hear in the background a printing machine.
That is correct.
Are you printing off something, sir? I'm sorry.
No, we're in our publishing house right now. We're printing off copies of a leaflet that we've got, which I can talk about. It's called Life with Dad, The Other Way. And
so you're printing that off now?
That is correct, because we're going to be canvassing some schools and some...
Some schools?
Yes, sir. You know, Mr. Hendry, again, Angelina Jolie, her brother, Woody Allen, and his daughter... But you're busting my castanets, and why is that?
I'm not busting, as you say, your castanets. I'm just asking you, do you believe this is proper? And then you say, but it's improper for a mother and for a son.
Mother-son relationships breed deceit, lies, and murder. I can point to any number of murder cases that have happened in the United States over the last several years where a mother talked a son into killing the father, or a mother talked a son into committing some kind of egregious act. Mothers and sons, when you put them together, it is nothing but a cancer. Fathers and daughters, when you put them together, can have a meaningful, lasting, and a very, I would think, a mutually fulfilling relationship.
That's what you have with your daughter?
Say that again?
That's what you have with your daughter?
Yes, I do. I have, Celia and I have a tremendous relationship, one that is mutually fulfilling in every way.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Dozier, who's printing off copies of a leaflet called The Other Way, Life with Dad. Here is Susanna. Go ahead, Susanna, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, ma'am. I've never heard this show, and I was just listening in my car, and this gentleman, I'm considering even calling the police. This is the most ridiculous thing.
Well, my daughter is of age. She's
completely illegal to be having
She's of age. She is not
with your daughter.
How do you figure that?
You're supposed to be a father.
I am a father.
I can't believe that this is actually... Oh, I just got in a wreck.
What happened?
Susanna, are you all right? Susanna, are you okay?
I'm printing some things off, Mr. Hendry. Can I go to my work?
Well, go ahead and print your stuff. Susanna, just got a lady getting a wreck. Well, I want to put this message out to you, Susanna. If you are listening, if your radio's on, she just banged into a car or something out there. And I can assure you that...
Lady, all right?
I don't know. I don't know. She was talking to me, and she got into a wreck. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Please call us, Susanna, and let us know that you're all right. Mr. Dozier, you were talking to me about having sex.
You keep going down that road of sex this and sex that, and I would question what your mind is all about, Mr. Hendry. I've never met you. You seem to be a pleasant enough fellow, but you have this mind that wants to go to sex.
Are you having sex with your daughter?
She's 22 years old. Yes. And you want to know why? Because my wife and my son took a shank and stuck it in my back and ran off to Florida. Now, they're living down there on my money, which they didn't have any problem taking out of my account. And
are you having sex with your daughter to get back at your wife?
What's good for the goose is good for the gander, sir.
Are you having sex with your daughter to get back at your wife?
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier from, he's printing off his leaflets there from Alternative, what is this, Janice? I forget the name of the guy's organization. Alternative Interfamily Relationships. This is a guy who believes since Angelina, and we have no information that Angelina Jolie is living, intimately with her brother. He says if she can live with her brother and Woody Allen can be married to his daughter, then he has every right to have relations with his daughter, and he believes that there is too much made of what I call incest and what he refuses to allow me to call incest. He says, however, mothers and sons shouldn't have sex because they breed murder and betrayal. This is bizarre. And on top of all of that, I had Susanna call, a lady who was concerned, and she got into a wreck down in wherever it is she was calling us from. I hope you're all right, Susanna. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You're printing off material, Mr. Dozier, that you're going to be giving out at schools?
Mr. Hendry, we are printing out material about alternative family romance that we will be handing out at schools, and we're not encouraging sex. We are asking girls that once they are of age, that they consider the possibility that they might be happy with their fathers.
The name of this thing is called The Other Way, Life with Dad, and here are some of the chapter titles. My Pretty Pony PJs.
That's correct.
Dance Like Britney, Show and Tell, Let's Get Away from Mom.
That is correct.
And you're asking this be placed in schools.
They're putting books about gays in schools, aren't they? They're putting books about gay couples in schools. And I will say this, at least we're not gay, which is against the Bible, whereas in the Bible, incest, as you call it, which I can't stand that word, and I would like to get violent when I hear it, is very popular in the Bible. It's in book after book of the Bible. Interfamily romance.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Susanna, are you all right?
Hello.
Hi, Susanna, you okay?
I drove up on a curb and I dropped the phone.
You
I was
poor
very
thing.
Irate,
are you
but
all right?
I am all right.
You're okay because we heard you hit the curb there. Yeah.
Susanna, this is Vernon Dozier. Are you all right there?
Yes, but I don't consider you much of a human being. As far as I know, it is illegal in this country to be having sex with members of your own family.
Well, we don't recommend
it. Why can't you find somebody else? A father and a daughter have a special kind of a relationship.
Yes, they do.
That does not include sex.
We don't recommend it between mothers and sons, if that makes you feel better.
No, it doesn't make me feel better. You ought to be arrested and be in jail. I can't believe that nobody has come after you.
Susanna, do you read
you
the Bible?
You ought to have your testicles removed.
Ma'am, before you choose violent solutions to problems, the divorce rate in this country is at an all-time high. Abusive relationships are at an all-time high.
I don't care about that.
If a woman can find happiness with her father.
That's between husbands and wives, not fathers and daughters.
If a daughter can find happiness with her father and at the same time enjoy...
She's too young. She doesn't know You're supposed to be a father figure, not a sexual father figure. A father figure to teach her how to grow up and be a mature, upstanding woman.
That's what we're doing. And on
then
top of
not,
that, we're
breaking
having some
the
fun,
law,
too. We're
and
having...
it's disgusting.
What about Woody Allen and that Chinese girl? You don't say anything about that, do you?
I think that that's wrong, too. But that's not his daughter
what do you
by
mean, Woody
blood.
Allen, the Chinese girl. She's Korean, okay?
And what about Angelina Jolie and her brother? They've
and what does
something...
it matter whether she's Chinese or not?
Well, I find that unusual for a elderly white man to hook up with his own daughter who's Chinese. How'd that happen?
It's absolutely disgusting, and I hope that they come after you. And
ma'am, you just threatened to take my...
throw you in prison.
You threatened to take my testicles off. Now, that is much worse than my daughter and I enjoying a little roll in the hay. Don't you think?
She hung up again.
Maybe she ran into another curb.
I don't think so. I think she just can't stand listening to this. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show, and we're talking to Mr. Vernon Dozier. And you're still printing those off, huh?
Yeah, school's going to be out in about a half hour, so I want to get...
You can't wait to get that stuff out there, huh?
Huh?
You can't... Will you turn... You go, get away from the printer. You can't wait to get it out there, huh?
I'm just telling you that we've got some interesting material here. See, you want to come after me. But Angelina and her and Aunt Jolie and her brother can have a beautiful, warm, lasting...
Nobody knows that they're having sex. She moved in with her brother. Sabrina, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I'd like to make a couple comments. First of all, I find it utterly disgusting that a father would want to have sex with his daughter. I find this man to be a hypocrite because
a
mom can't sleep with her son, but a father can sleep with her daughter. I don't agree with any of this.
Wait, are you telling me that a mother ought to be able to sleep with her son? That is
I'm saying
vile.
that it's all wrong, but you're also a hypocrite. And I am 24 years old.
It's okay.
I have a dad. I love my dad to death, and I don't love him in a sexual, intimate way. That's just wrong.
Would you like a copy of our book, Life with Dad?
No, but your titles made me want to throw up.
Why would
this
it make
so
you want Wait, we give lessons on how to dance like Britney Spears for him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on, will you?
This is disgusting. I'm sorry, sir.
It's disgusting.
But you're wrong. You don't sleep with your children.
Look, my daughter is 23 years of age, okay?
She must be messed up in the head. You're messed up in the head, too, to think that your wife and your son left you and you have to go sleep with your daughter. That is just wrong. You are a sick man.
My wife and my son left me and took every nickel out of my bank account.
So you're going to cry about it and go sleep with your daughter? That just doesn't make any sense, sir.
As I said, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
All right, so in other words...
You know what? Two rights don't make a wrong.
If your wife is having sex with your son, her son, so you're going to go ahead and do it too.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, look what she did to me.
First of all,
she's getting it in every position for my own son. They're down on the beach in Florida, and I can't get a little of that sweet stuff.
Sir, I think you're sick, and I think you're a what? I think you are. Have no self-esteem to get to sleep with your daughter.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
When you were a little girl, you didn't run to the sprinklers with your panties while your father was planting a tree?
All right, I don't want any more of that conversation, if you don't mind. I don't mind.
Disgusting.
As long as we're talking about of-age women, we'll talk about it. I don't want any more of that. Do you understand me?
You know,
I'm offended by that.
All right. Well, you know what? I would...
And what? Let me ask you something. What about your daughter? What if one day she meets a young man and she wants to be with that young man and she doesn't want to be with you anymore, okay?
Hey, blood's thicker than water. I'll always be the man in her life. Every woman I've ever met... Let me say this to you, Sabrina. Every woman that I have ever met has lied to me, and now I find a woman who's faithful, and it happens to be my daughter. And you want to take that away from me?
Sir, you're not supposed to sleep with your children, and because every woman's lied to you, there must be something wrong with you.
Say that again?
For all your women to lie to you?
Yeah, women have been
nothing wrong with you, then.
Women are liars. Women are liars. And I found...
Okay, and men aren't? Excuse me,
sir. When I was having normal sex, women lied to me, but the minute I discovered...
Maybe your daughter's afraid of you. Maybe she's afraid of the consequences of what happened.
There you go. That's exactly...
If it was revealed to the police, she'd be afraid that she'd be embarrassed.
You know, this whole thing, this Mr. Dozier, you keep bringing up Angelina Jolie and her brother, Woody Allen, and...
What about Henry Fonda and Jane Fonda?
I have a comment about that, sir.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Angelina Jolie is not going to come from California to have an interview with you on your radio, so no offense. but she's not going to tell you about her personal life, and she could be moving in with her brother because she needs a place to stay, not to have sex with him, not to be intimate with him.
Yeah,
and
sure.
If she is intimate with him, then she has a problem.
Right.
That is not normal behavior. You need to see a psychiatrist.
You didn't see her at the Academy Awards with her brother lip-locking him and just rubbing up and down?
You know what? I don't have time to watch TV because I have
she doesn't want your book.
And I don't want
she doesn't want the book.
Are you
so
available?
Thank you for having me talk
thank
on the
Thank you
show,
very much, Sabrina.
Are you available for dating?
All right, thanks very much. 1-800-449-8686, Mr. Vernon Dozier from Alternative Interfamily Romance. Why can't fathers and daughters and brothers and sisters get together romantically? Woody Allen did it with his daughter. Angelina Jolie is living with her brother. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
More love than I could ever know was possible. It's just...
We're on the air, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier in his office there. Let's just put this in perspective before we go to our next call. You believe that it's all right for fathers and daughters to have intimate relationships if they're of age.
That's correct. I'd like you to make that clear. And I'm thank you for not using that other word.
You mean the word incest?
See... You're trying to make me angry. It's not incest. It is meaningful relating.
But it's not okay for mothers and sons because your wife ran off to Florida with your son and took all of your money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Does that not make sense? Is that not logical? Is that too emotional, Mr. Hendry? Well, that's where I live. That's where I am. Sometimes I live with my heart.
Let me go to Eric. Eric, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I'll turn it on.
Yeah, Eric, turn your radio down.
Hello?
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air?
Yes.
Yeah, I got a comment for that guy. What, you can't go out to a bar or something and pick up your own lady? You have to go, you know, for the easy street? Yeah, I go after your daughter?
I've known great intimacy with my daughter. You want me to go to some bar? What am I going to get there other than syphilis?
Syphilis?
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Dude, that's just not right, dude. You're depriving her. Like, you're depriving her of boys that, you know, that are, you know, we're not all bad in the world.
All right, do you have a daughter, sir?
I'm 19.
You're mentally diseased?
He's 19.
What? All right, listen.
I'm 19.
All right, let me ask you something. What's your name, Eric? Eric, listen to this. Listen to this and tell me if this doesn't gun your engine. Check this out. I got this on my stereo, Mr. Hendry.
What is that?
Britney Spears. Yeah. Come to daddy. Oh, yeah.
Well, turn it off for a minute. Watch your language, Eric, if you wouldn't mind. Watch your language.
I'm sorry.
What has Britney Spears got to do with it?
You're kidding me, right? You guys are kidding me, aren't you?
Kidding you about what?
That sweet stuff? You're telling me you wouldn't tap that? Tell me
it's
you wouldn't
not
tax.
My daughter.
Tell me you wouldn't tax that.
I tax Britney Spears because she's not my daughter.
She's not your daughter, dude. It's some a chick, okay?
Dude, you changed her diaper when she was little. It's the same thing. That's disgusting, dude. I hope you go to jail, you sick weirdo.
Well, I'm gonna go to jail for what? Because I happen to be attracted to something ripe and fresh for the first time in my life. Oh yeah.
Turn it off.
Eddie, get the rest of that printing gun, will
you? What do you do? Do you sit around all day long listening to Britney Spears?
You're telling me you wouldn't tax that.
Let me tell you something, pal. A, I'm married. B, if it was underage, no. C, I'm married, so I can't touch it. And D, if I wasn't married, I'd still think she was too young.
Oh, bull crap. Are you trying to tell me you wouldn't tax that? Oh, yeah, honey.
Get her out of here, will you? I'll say something you think might be shocking. I think Britney Spears is a load, okay?
Yeah, a load. I'll tell you what load.
Yeah.
She's got a load up top.
Here is Mary Jo. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Mary Jo.
Yes.
Go ahead, dear.
You know, I have to tell you, I'm a survivor of sexual relationships with my father.
Were you
someone who was supposed to be someone I could trust?
Were you an adult?
Someone who I was supposed to believe in. Someone I was supposed to...
I guess she wasn't an adult.
No, she wasn't. She was attacked by her father. You understand?
But I'm going to tell you something.
What is it?
I had intimacy with my father.
What about Billy Bob Thornton?
What about him?
Did you have relations with him?
Why would I have relationships with him? And I'm going to tell you
something. What are you talking about?
You've done nothing but absolutely damage to your daughter. She believed in you. She trusted in you. You were supposed to be the adult in this situation.
And she uses my credit card in my car.
You took your anger from your wife.
Right.
The same as my father took his anger from his wife and put it on me.
God.
You're putting it on your daughter.
Ma'am.
You're wrong.
Have you ever
fantasized about
Woody Allen?
For your daughter that she cannot escape.
Right. That poor girl
and
is going to be...
And I'm going to tell you something, buddy.
She's inheriting
it's
about $15 million.
It's going to take her years and years and years to be able to live a normal, absolute, loving life.
Do you disagree, then, with what we're doing?
I absolutely disagree with what you're doing.
Because it wasn't clear from what you were saying. I don't care.
It was clear.
I didn't understand.
It was very
clear
what I said to you. My father ruined me the same as you're ruining your daughter. You are absolutely brainwashing your daughter.
Do you want a copy of her?
Because your wife did something that
my wife took
you
off to Florida.
Probably created.
My wife took
in
off
the
to
beginning.
Florida in a brand new Corvette.
Oh,
my
big,
daughter and I.
Big
I,
deal.
Can I ask you something? My,
oh,
my daughter and I would love.
My
to.
Wife bought. I bought my wife a Corvette.
My
I bought
and I,
my wife $1 million
that's
home.
That's right.
I bought my wife this. I bought my wife that.
Mary Jo.
What did you do?
My daughter
for
and I would
her?
Love to have you over for dinner. So you can
absolutely
see.
Absolutely not.
We'd like to have you over for barbecue.
Absolutely
oh,
not.
Oh, come on.
I will never
no,
go
we
to
play
dinner
bocce
with
ball.
A pervert.
We have you'll never go to dinner with a pervert. We play bocce ball and lawn darts.
And you have sex with your daughter. 23 years old.
How about some drinks?
Oh, will you stop it already? I got your brochure here, sir. You demanded equal time because we had the Family Values Coalition.
Mary Jo.
Yeah.
We'll have hot dogs and...
Not coming over
but
for dinner,
you know
okay?
What?
What?
When a father hurts a daughter like you have
you
hurt
ought to
a
go
daughter,
to jail, okay?
My father has hurt a daughter.
Who?
You are the lowest scum. You don't even deserve the airtime you're getting.
Thank you? Well, what else can I say? She's,
Yeah, she's pissed the way everybody... And will you turn that printer off?
Sorry.
And the radio.
Sorry. You guys want to beat me up anymore? Go ahead. I'm used to it. I was
you should be used to it.
My own father beat
you
me.
You should be absolutely ashamed.
My mother beat
of
me.
Of who you are. And what you have brought your daughter into...
My daughter beats me, too.
...in an absolute sickening...
How about you come over for Father's Day?
How about you forget you're a father...
Thank you.
...and get away from your daughter and let her live her life?
My daughter beats me, and she's in a wheelchair, so...
Your daughter's in a wheelchair.
Oh, your daughter's in a wheelchair.
Well, that's what I was saying.
So your daughter has no choice...
She can't dance.
...but just to come to her father.
That's why I like...
And that makes her... That makes her...
If you could come over, we'll watch some Woody Allen movies.
All right. Mary Jo, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
I guess you guys don't like me very much.
No, I wouldn't say that we do. In a wheelchair.
Can I turn my music up now?
Go ahead.
Turn my printer back on, too.
Yeah, good luck, pal.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.